Riley, so if I'm not mistaken, you attended a rally in Albuquerque?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell us a little bit about that rally and how it brought another sense of community to New Mexico that was similar to the one in Washington, D.C. for the largest march?
Yeah, so that was definitely something that was new to me, and I had never attended anything like that before, but immediately going down around all these other marchers, I felt empowered about my own voice and about the cause. And I realized this isn't just a few people who think differently than others. It's something that's important to many, many people. And I could see that just looking around me. And hearing the passion in the kids' voices when they were on stage at the rally, these students weren't just there for something to do. They all had passion in their hearts, and they all were standing for true change. And the fact that they, as youth, organized all of that together and brought important voices to the stage to show the true need of change, it brought to light that this is something that isn't going to go ignored. And as long as these youth and others are passionate about this change, they're not going to go away until difference is made.
So thank you for sharing that. And I'm going to tie that back into Madison's question, because I think when kids go out and they hear these powerful speeches given by other kids, they get empowered themselves. And then they are like, they're more able or willing, wanting to go in, become an activist for something that they believe in. And I also think that another way to create like younger activists is education and just teaching them what is actually going on and how and what they can do for it.
I must say, your point about children giving speeches, I saw at the March for Our Lives an 11-year-old girl speak, and that was one of the most motivational things I've ever experienced. Right. I completely understand what you mean. 11 years old, I feel like that's incredible to hear somebody that speaking on an issue like this.
And Justice, are you still here?
Hey.
And you were on the March on Washington as well, or the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., is that correct?
Right.
So can you share a little bit about your experience there?
You know, really down at the Capitol, it was a lot of energy movement. You know, so you had people older, you had people younger, you had kids who were marching, you had T-shirts everywhere, you had posters everywhere. You had people from near and far, you had foreigners, you had people in D.C., you had people from all over the states who really came to rally about something that they felt was true and something that they felt was right. And so that was a beautiful thing to see. And I ended up actually missing a lot of the powerful speeches that were had, but kind of made it in right as things were beginning to wind down for the day. But the energy was there, and my thinking, and my hope even, is that that energy that was there doesn't just disappear, that it doesn't dissipate, that it actually just transcends and gets renewed into this fight that we call the battle for gun reform.